Hi, Columbia Grove, and greetings from Alaska. We are today in a place called Chickaloon Retreat Center, which is run by Kayak, which is Covenant Youth of Alaska. We're doing our quarantine time here today, and hopefully in a couple weeks we'll be making the rest of our journey up to Shaktulik. So we just wanted to today just take a minute and tell you thank you. We are just so thankful for the past months and the time that we were able to spend with you when we were back in Wenatchee. Thank you for sitting alongside of us and worshiping with us and praying with us as we returned back, and then we're so blessed to be able to be making our way back to Shaktulik again. There's so much we're going to miss about Wenatchee, though, and at the same time, we're very excited to return to this call. So we each have a little bit we want to share today about those things.
Yeah, so I'm super thankful for the drive and just getting us up here safely to this beautiful place. Mountain behind us looks like a picture, but it's not. I wake up every morning and it doesn't change at all. Maybe a cloud, but nothing much. The lake behind us that has no fish in it. Again, it's not because I can't catch any. It's because there's no fish in there and it was confirmed to me. So, just want to say thank you to all of you for all the help you've given to us in our transitions, the prayer, the fellowship, just being there for our family in many different ways. So thank you for that. And I look super excited for our future. New adventure, being the youth pastor up there. So we're just super excited to see what that brings for us.
Thank you to everyone at the church for being there for us and for all of our friends and family. And I'm really looking forward to seeing all of our friends in Shaktulik and being able to make memories with them.
How about you, Marley? I know Marley had a really good time playing basketball in Wenatchee. And
hiding behind her dog.
And she's very excited, though, to get back to her friends and all those that she missed up in Shaktulik, as we all are. So if you could continue to pray, we are praying for the rest of this journey. Would you also keep our church in Shaktulik in your prayers and the whole village? And I think some prayers for our youth, too.
Yeah, so keep Kayak in your prayers there. With everything that's been going on, they had to cancel camp, which is the spot where they ton of kids in from out of the village and connect with them, and those kids get to know the Lord, and they can't do that this year, so they put together what's called Camp in a Box, and it's got some devotionals and some sermons and messages on there, and it comes with a cool t-shirt and some other camp things that hopefully can reach those kids. Hopefully they have access to the computers that they need to run them, and just able to get that connection that camp normally brings them in this box. So I'm just praying that that adventure for Kayak works out.
Yeah, awesome. Well, God bless you, Columbia Grove. And as we say so often, it isn't goodbye. It's just see you soon.
Thank you, Columbia Grove.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The power of sin in darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love.
Morning, church family. It is so good to see people logging in from all over the place, including Alaska. Gandhi's, it is so fun to hear from you. This is, of course, such a strange time, but I'm just grateful that we can connect over, over the internet, and so that we can actually take time together here, 10 o'clock or just after 10 o'clock Sunday morning, our couch to your couch. I'm assuming that many of you are watching at home. But just thanks for taking time to connect. It is so important, especially right now, that we stay connected. And it is first and foremost to Jesus, and secondly, to one another. We need the encouragement. But thank you for being there for one another. Just encourage you to share prayer requests, to like each other's comments. Also, maybe even take a moment to share the worship service with your friends or to start a watch party. That way it can help to get the word out even more broadly. Thanks also for your generous giving. We just appreciate the ways that you have helped to keep the ministry here at Columbia Grove going strong. And also, thank you so much for your continued support for the food bank. The need is greater than ever, and you have been rising to it. It is just so inspiring to see what you're doing every week and how much food is coming out from the church to our community. So thank you for doing that. It is just one of many ways that we are looking to love like Jesus to the watching world, a world that needs it so much. Later in our worship service, we are going to be taking communion together, receiving communion. And so I invite you to find some basic communion supplies out there. So some sort of bread, some sort of juice. Also, just posted, and you can see it in the show notes, some numbers you can call if you want to talk to somebody, pray with somebody right now. Our prayer team, really, honestly, they are right by their phones, and they would love to talk with you. Also, right after the worship service, there's going to be like an online church foyer on Zoom, and it could be a chance for us to connect face-to-face. So there's a link in your email. I just put a link also in everybody's, if you receive texts from the church, and we'll put a link at the very end of the service in the comments. But just click the link, and it should just take you there. We'd love for you to get some face-to-face time, because again, this is all about connecting. That's why we go out of our way to get lots of people involved in the videos, why we are doing this live, so that we can be connecting in real time. And even being able to see, people from, we've got Hawaii, we've got Alaska, we've got all across Washington State, and of course, many of you joined just from your homes somewhere here in the Wenatchee Valley. But let's open up our service with a word of prayer, and then Karen is going to lead us in worship, and then Penny Shea is going to lead us in a time of congregational prayer. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that we can gather across the airwaves, across all the geography, and that we can gather together even right now to worship you. Lord, we pray for your peace in our lives. Lord, we pray for your peace in our world. This week especially, we are just so aware of that you are the giver of true justice, that you are the one that is changing human hearts, that you're the one that can heal our nation, that you are the one who can bring healing from the coronavirus, but even more so, you can bring healing from the sin that affects us. And thank you that because of Jesus and what he has done for us on the cross, that we have that forgiveness and we can live into that forgiveness and we can share that forgiveness with the people around us. And so, Lord, we pray for ongoing protection. We pray for ongoing wisdom. And we pray that during these next few minutes together that our hearts would be focused on you, that we would hear from you, hear from your word, and, Lord, then be even better equipped to live it out in our lives. So we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, just invite you to continue to share your praise phrases and prayer requests so we can encourage one another online as we turn our attention to the Lord and just worship him in song. Please.
just the only one who could ever say. Worthy in every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Would you please pray with me? Father God, we are living in a world of many hard challenges. COVID-19 is still chasing us. Many are facing personal financial challenges. Some have lost their jobs, businesses are suffering financially, and some are closing for good. Many are grieving the loss of loved ones. Many are experiencing anxiety, depression, loneliness, and are struggling with addictions. Our country is divided and hurting. Racial injustice, protests, rioting, vandalism, and looting filled our news this last week. But this morning, we remember that you are still God upon the throne of all creation. You are still in control. You are holy, mighty beyond comprehension, a compassionate Father, Lord and Savior. You are love, you are light, you are good and right, and there is no darkness in you. You are a good, good Father, and we can trust you in these uncertain times. This gives us hope. We put our trust and hope in you and your love for us. You are so worthy of all our praise, and we want to honor, worship, and thank you this morning. We pray for our nation, and we ask that COVID-19 would end. Give our local, state, and national leaders wisdom as they make hard decisions about reopening the economy. Let injustices and inequalities be made right so that all would have equal treatment and opportunity. Bring your healing to those who are sick. Bring your peace to all who are hurting, struggling, anxious, depressed, and lonely. We pray for our church. We ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us and help us to be your light in the darkness. Help us to love like Jesus in our neighborhoods and in our community. Bless our pastors and staff as they work to further your kingdom. We thank you for them. Protect them and their families from the enemy. Please provide the financial stability that we need to continue to minister here at Columbia Grove Church. We also want to pray especially for Linda and Dave Belton and Kelly Penfold as they mourn the passing of John Penfold. For Bonnie Schwark, Leslie, Kathy, Taylor, and Colin and the family as they grieve the passing of Carl Schwark. For Bradley Scott as he mourns the passing of his mother. We also pray for Don Miller and Lila Mills as they recover from their injuries. Please fill them with your peace and comfort. Holy Spirit, as we listen to the words that you have laid on Pastor Andrew's heart, would you help us to listen, accept, and put into practice what you are teaching us? May your will be accomplished in all that is said and done in our congregation today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hey, thanks everybody for praying for one another. It's just amazing to see, even on the comments feed, how you are lifting one another up. Let's turn our attention to God's Word. So I invite you to get your Bibles, and we'll be in the last chapter of the book of Luke and the first chapter of the book of Acts today. Actually, Luke wrote both Luke and Acts, kind of one story in two volumes, as we put our focus together on seeking the Holy Spirit. So it starts off with an important kind of a key to the Holy Spirit, and I just pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged by this message. So let's turn our attention to God's Word together.
Hi, friends. This is the greatest corporate challenge that I have ever known or experienced. I've had personal challenges in my life, but I've never before experienced anything like this, where so many people in so many places, so much of the time, are experiencing so much pressure. Do you feel it? I do. I see and I feel the fears over all of the changes of all of the uncertainties. I feel the anger over these long-standing, still unresolved injustices in our culture. Fear and feel the anger over the compromised personal liberties and the businesses that are just struggling and straining and trying to survive. Feel the anxiety as a result of all of these changes. And at times the loneliness and isolation of wanting to be with people and around people, and many times we just can't. I'm feeling all of those things a bit more than normal, and I'm assuming that you are too. So maybe just as a way of checking in with each other, on a scale from a 0 to 10, so 0 meaning not at all, and 10 meaning lots and lots, how much extra pressure do you feel this week compared to, let's say, a year ago? And if you're feeling less pressure, you could use a negative number if you like. But you know, so just take a moment and post a number, whatever that number would be. But my hunch is, as we read each other's numbers there, we're not going to see a lot of zeros, and we're not going to see a lot of negative numbers. Most of us are experiencing more pressure than normal. Now, I should say, if you are experiencing a zero or a negative number, you're actually feeling less pressure, that's great. Don't feel bad about that. In fact, actually, I would just encourage you to use that extra emotional margin that you're feeling. I just encourage you to reach out to those around you who are experiencing the extra pressure and are experiencing the extra isolation and loneliness, and they just need a listening ear. Pick up the phone. Don't just text. Don't just post. Please reach out. If you need help even doing that, or you're wondering of ideas and ways you can reach out, call me. You know, we can find a place of ministry for you, okay? But anyways, I'm assuming that you're experiencing some of the same kinds of extra pressures right now. And I'm also assuming that deep in your heart of hearts, you don't want to just react to the anger, to the fear, to the anxiety, or whatever you're feeling. Deep down, you want to respond. You want to be a part of the solution and not just the problem. And for that, well, I know I need help. We need help. See, I want, my heart of hearts, the thing I want and long for more than anything is I want to be led by God. I want the Holy Spirit to empower and lead my life. And I'm assuming that that's true for you as well. That's why you took time out of your day to watch this little video, and we get a little bit of time together right now. You don't want to be a part of the problem. You want to be a part of the solution. You don't want to just react. You want to respond. You want to be led and empowered by God. If you're part of the our Sunday worship service, we've just finished singing those words, God, lead me in your love. That's our prayer. That's the cry of our hearts. God, lead me in your love. Now, maybe just as another way of checking in, if we were in a live situation right now, I'd be asking for an amen, and maybe I'd get some. But if that's you, and you're like, yeah, that's what I want. I want to be led by God. I want to be led by God. Give me a little thumbs up, like an emoji thumbs up in the comments. Or if you're like me and you have a hard time figuring out how to make emojis work, just type yep or yes or something like that. Anyways. So that we're feeling some of the same things. We're feeling the extra pressure, and we desire to be led. But here's the good news. We're not the first people to experience those kinds of extra and even extreme pressures. You see, 2,000 years ago in the early church, they were experiencing tremendous pressures of their own. They're not exactly the same, but there certainly are some similarities. They were experiencing political pressure, living under Roman occupation, so their individual liberties were being limited. They were experiencing economic pressure under extreme taxation. So it was really hard to get by. And money was really, really tight. They were experiencing cultural pressure. There's religious opposition. The message of Jesus was an unfamiliar and it was disruptive, and those in power didn't want the message of Jesus to spread. They didn't want the name of Jesus to be preached and proclaimed. And yet in the midst of all of these pressures, the political, the economic, the cultural, the early church thrived. They found a way somehow to navigate all the choppy, rocky waters of their time and culture because of something, because of someone, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moving in their midst, empowering their actions, leading their choices. The Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is the person of God, or the aspect of God that we experience on a day-to-day basis. When you feel peace in the midst of a crisis, that's the Holy Spirit. When you experience a sense of God's leading in your life, that's the Holy Spirit, or at least it can be the Holy Spirit, which is why it's so important that we learn how to listen well to the Holy Spirit so that we can discern between like what is really God leading us and guiding us and what's just, you know, our emotions, just us getting stirred up about something so that we can respond and not just react. Well, today we're starting a new series that's called Acts of the Holy Spirit, where over the next 8 weeks, we're putting a special emphasis on something that we probably want to do every day, but it's just simply to be aware of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. In particular, to look for the Holy Spirit's work in the Scriptures and then see what we learn from that of how the Holy Spirit moves in our hearts and in our lives today. And so as we start this series off, and over the next 8 weeks, we're going to be preaching predominantly out of the book of Acts. I actually want to take a look at the chapter just before the book of Acts, and then part of the first chapter. As we look at this thing that is the key, there is a key to hearing the Holy Spirit well. It's the number one way that God leads His people. So, do you know what that is? I'm going to leave you with a little bit of tension. If you're uncertain, you can guess. Feel free to guess in the comments. But before you write too much, let's open up the Word and let's turn to Luke chapter 24. So this is just after the resurrection. Because I want to pay attention to an aspect of something that happens immediately after the resurrection that it's a little less dramatic than the parts that we normally focus on regarding the resurrection. It's a little less dramatic, but it is vitally important. So we're going to pick things up on Luke 24, verse 13, on the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Now, verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. I'm going to fast forward just a little bit, because they start talking and they start comparing some of the notes of what happened to Jesus and talk about some of the initial evidences of the resurrection, how they couldn't find the body, and they don't quite know what to make of it yet. Then we get to verse 25. He, Jesus, said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Continuing on, as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it's nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" So then those disciples, they go back to Jerusalem, and then we come to this next dramatic encounter, and Jesus appears among the disciples. "Touch me and see, a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see I have." So he's giving them all this tangible evidence of his resurrection. And then we pick things up, he has some fish, he eats with them, and then we get to verse 44. "This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that was written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then, verse 45, he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. Now, Jesus has told them before about how all the scriptures pointed to him, but it seems like this is the first point in the New Testament where they really get it. Because as we turn to Acts chapter 1, this is, we're going to pick things up, verse 15. So this is right after the ascension. So Jesus has gone up into heaven. He's told them to wait for the promised Holy Spirit. And this is the part of the story that we kind of often just skip over. Like, let's get to Acts chapter 2 and where the Holy Spirit comes in power. We're going to get there next week. We're going to talk about that. But there's something that happens here. That's something that happens for the first time. So In those days, Peter, verse 15, stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and he said, "Brothers and sisters, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was one of our number and shared in our ministry." And then we're going to jump down just a little bit to verse 20. "For," said Peter, "it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership.'" Now, this is the first time this happens. Now, this is where the apostles, they start to make this connection with the Word of God. They start to see how the Bible that they've been learning, the Old Testament, all these things that they've memorized, were pointing to Jesus, and how they are now part of this grand story of God's work in the world. And that takes us to this big point that I want to reinforce for us today, or at least remind us of today. And it's this, that the Word of God is key to experiencing and hearing the Spirit of God. Or you could put it this way: the Word is the kindling that the Spirit uses to light a fire in your life. The Word of God, it is the number one way that the Spirit of God leads believers. Now, to be fair, it is not the only way, but it is the first way. It's the primary way. And ultimately, it ends up becoming the way that we discern between, you know, what's just me feeling a strong emotion and what is truly hearing from God. The Word of God is our guide to that. It is the number one key to unlocking the Holy Spirit's power in your life. And kind of the second point, two things I hope you remember today. Second one is this, is that the key to the Word is Jesus. The key to the Word is Jesus. The Scriptures, this is the story of God's work in people over time. But Jesus is the hero of the story. See, the Old Testament, it points to Jesus and our need for Jesus and the coming of Jesus. And then we get to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they tell the story of Jesus' life, of Jesus' death, and of Jesus' resurrection. And then as we move into Acts and then the epistles and beyond, we now are telling the story of what God, what because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, of what God was doing in the early church, what he is doing in the church now, and what he will do in the church and in the world in the future. Jesus is the key to the Bible. He is the hero of God's story. Not you, not me, not a philosophy, not a political program. Jesus. Jesus is the key. So why is that important for us today? Well, if we want to experience the Holy Spirit in our life, if we want to be led by God, if we want to be able to respond and not just react out of fear or anger or whatever strong emotion we're feeling, and as valid as those emotions are, if we want to respond out of something deeper than that, we need God's Word in our lives. And so as we put this special emphasis on the Holy Spirit, I want to issue a challenge to you that over the next 8 weeks, that we would be in God's Word together. Now, I'd love it if you'd be reading through the book of Acts. That's where I'm going to be. You know, if you're reading for, let's say, about 10 minutes a day, it's a 10-minute, 8-week challenge. You can read for more than 10 minutes, but please don't read for less. To give some time to God every day, especially near the beginning of your day, like so it can set and anchor your heart before you get to the social media, before you get to the news feed, before all of these other influences come crashing in. Let's hear from God together. And what I would urge you to do is to read, number one, read for about 10 minutes a day or more. Two, notice the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. Now, in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit, there's a spotlight on the Holy Spirit throughout. It's a great place to start. But if you're in another reading plan, you're reading elsewhere, that's okay too. But notice the Holy Spirit, because the same Holy Spirit that inspired this book, the same Holy Spirit that moves through the stories that are contained in it, that same Holy Spirit is present with you, with me, and with us right now. He's here. He is right here. He is at work in the world all the time. And so the better I get at being able to notice him here, the better I'll get and you'll get and we'll get in being able to notice him in our own lives too. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to just react. I want to respond from those deeper places. I want to hear from God. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. So, to read, secondly, to notice, and thirdly, is to talk about it, to do something about it, tell someone, so that we're training our lives to be responsive to God's work in our life. Now, if you're looking for an opportunity to talk about it, you could join me on a Thursday night. It is a cool group, on Zoom. I just love these guys. Where we're looking and trying to notice the Holy Spirit's movement here, and then apply that even to some of the current world events around us and how we're supposed to understand the things that are happening in our world. So I hope you could join me for that, or start your own group. But talk to somebody. Read. Notice. Talk. Apply. So that's the challenge. So one last opportunity to respond before I close, okay? So that's the challenge. 10 minutes a day to read, to notice, to talk, and to apply. Read, notice, talk, apply. Here's what I'd like you to do. If you're in, put that in the comments. Just say, I'm in, or yep, something. Let's be in this together. Let's notice. Let's be paying attention to the Holy Spirit together. Because just, so you can start those comments now. Go ahead. Because just imagine what can happen if all of us are doing this together. Like, just imagine what can happen if, you know, because of the Spirit's movement in our lives, because of our openness to be responsive to God, we find ourselves, not just individually, but corporately, being less anxious, being less reactionary. What if the people around you say, hey, how come you're not more stressed out than you used to be? And you can say, well, I got help. Just imagine what could happen if the church was known as a place that is part of solutions and not just advancing the problem, of places of genuine empathy and compassion and justice and grace. I long for that in my life. I think you do too. Let's do that together as we seek God together. And if you're taking a brand new step of faith, you're just wondering where God is in your life, I just invite you to ask Christ into your heart. Ask him to be your Savior. Thank him for what he did on the cross for you, and invite the Holy Spirit to be your guide. And if you're looking for some human guides along the way, you know, message me. Message one of the other pastors here at the church. We would love to walk alongside you as you begin that journey of faith. But wherever you are on that journey, whether you're just beginning it or you've been walking with God for some time, let's together commit to read, so let the Scriptures be part of our life, so the Holy Spirit has something to work with in our hearts. It's the kindling that the Spirit uses to light a fire in our life. Let's commit to reading together, to noticing the Holy Spirit together, to talking with one another about it, so that we can apply what God is saying to us in our own lives. We live in a world of such great pressure that desperately, desperately needs it. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your word that helps us to understand you better. But Lord, help your, as we read your word, first, Lord, help us to be in it. Help us to be people of your word. And Lord, as we are in it, help us to seek you through it. Thank you that you led the early church, that you allowed those early believers to thrive even in the midst of tremendous hardship. And as we're experiencing hardships in our own life, in our own time, God, we want to thrive too. So help us to trust you. Help us to notice your movement in the scriptures and in our lives. And Lord, help us to be a community where we talk about it and encourage one another along. And Lord, help us to apply it. We pray all these things in the name of the one who lived and died and rose again and sent the Spirit to guide us, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, thanks for, it's just encouraging to see how many people are in. It'll be an adventure, a good thing together as we seek God and see how he leads us, not only individually, but corporately. And so now's the time in our worship service where we're going to receive communion together. It's interesting in that story on the road to Emmaus, how this is the moment where the disciples' eyes were opened. And my prayer is that even as we participate in communion together, with you know, whether you're on your own or whether you're with a group of people right now, whatever the juice, whatever the bread you're using, that this would be a time where in some way that your eyes are opened as well, just that we would be even more aware of just how near God is. He's closer than we think. Because on the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, remembering me." So as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. So I'm just going to lead us in the time of prayer and then and just invite you to serve one another. So let's pray together as we prepare to serve one another. Lord, thank you for your body given and your blood shed. And Lord, we pray that as we remember that sacrifice this morning, that you would, by your Holy Spirit, you would move in the midst of your people, that you would lead and guide and direct and calm. And Lord, help us to have the wisdom that we need to face the many, many challenges and choices in front of each one of us. But thank you that you're here with us in the midst of all of it. In Jesus' name, amen. So I invite you to serve one another. And invite us to join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. We'll put them on the screen and and pray them together out loud. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So thanks for worshiping with us today. I hope you can join us for the foyer, Zoom online church foyer chat. I'll put the link in the comments in just a moment here. Or you check your email. It's probably in there too. And just pray that our time together would be just something that God uses to equip you for the challenges in the week ahead of you. So we're going to, sometimes we close with the words of the doxology. I'm going to put that on the screen, and then we'll have one final prayer together. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And so, from the Thompsons on the couch, the dog barking outside, and the cat trying to, I don't know what, the cat's actually sleeping on a chair. But from our house to yours, thanks for worshiping with us. God bless you. Lord, go before us this week as we seek to love like Jesus in everything we do. Guide us, we pray, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.